Look, even if you stay perfectly still, I know you're there. Being a shadow doesn't make you invisible. Just makes you harder to see. And really hard to catch. Especially when you can just slip away like you do. But that's why I set up this little trap. Now you and I can finally have a heart-to-heart. I hope you don't think I'm awful, rigging up a house surrounded by floodlights. It's the only way I could guarantee I'd have a captive audience. So, here's the deal, Shadow Dude. As far as I can tell, I'm the last of my kind. Granted, I haven't gone looking for regular people overseas yet. I wouldn't trust a vampire airline pilot if he staked himself to the captain's chair for me. So that leaves me to assume the world is all monsters. And I'm the last human girl. Hooray for me, right? All the cute, bitey boys I can handle. But there's more to life than just delicious, fun, bad boy sex from now until the end of time. There's the matter of children. Something all humans are supposed to have someday. And someday is getting pretty close, I think. So in a world of monsters, who do I try to breed with? Would sex with the Swamp Thing create more Swamp Things? Does a vampire father make vampire babies? That would be kinda cute. Think of their little fangs. But you know what? It's not really helpful because I'm trying to have regular people children. Then I noticed you following me around. And it got me thinking. Would a lonely little shadow boy make regular babies? Since shadows are a part of people? I know, it's some stretchy logic, right? But there is another reason I wanted to try a shadow guy first. I'm a bit of a goth, obviously. And having an ethereal cock in my pussy just sounds so fucking hot. So, Shadow Dude, you just stay right there on that chair and get comfy. Because unless you can slip through the floodlights outside, we're in this together for a while. I think we should start with a lap dance. Don't you? That way we can find out exactly how ethereal you are. Ethereal. That is such a sexy word, don't you think? Almost angelic. It fits, you know. Even if you are made of darkness. Darkness and a cock. That must be an erection, I feel. Catching on the hem of my tiny little skirt. What else would it be? I tried to wear something you'd think was sexy. But I realized I don't know a thing about shadows. So I just wore whatever looked good. And what I thought looked good today was goth cheerleader. Tiny little skirt and top. To show that I've got spirit. But also a collar. Fishnets. High heel boots. To show that my spirit is also dark and brooding. Obviously. You can put your hands on me, you know. This isn't a strip club. Grab my waist. Pull my hips while I hike up my skirt and grind my ass against you. You could even rip my clothes off if you wanted. That's the perk of being the last normie. I can wear anything I want. I just gotta take it. Which also means I could've found a top that fits me. Except, when it's this tight, it makes it so much easier for me to rub my tits on your face. Like this? Oh, wow. The more I touch you, the more solid you become. This is the most I've ever seen of you. Like, ever. And my goodness, you are cute. I can almost see your whole body now. Is this how shadow boys breed? You get a 10 out of 10 goth chick to rub her body on you. And when you're nice and hard all over, you just... Come on, tell me. Have you tried it yet? Since the change? Have you tried to breed anyone? No? Does that mean I'm technically claiming a virgin right now? You know what that means, right? That means that this is an experiment. How would a shadow boy fuck a human woman? Do you want to find out? I sure do. I want to hear you say it, shy boy. Tell me you want to experiment with breeding a human girl. Like if I grab this cock of yours and pull it between my thighs and squeeze it, will it turn to smoke? Or... Oh. Or you can fuck my thighs. Oh. Oh, you naughty little shadow boy, huh? You know, Peter Pan used thread to tie his shadow to him. But I think I like this better. Crossing my knees and squeezing you so tight while you fuck my thighs. You really have no choice but to buck underneath me, do you? Oh, is that pre-cum? Oh my god, it's so silvery. And so hot and sticky and fuck, you taste so good. Does this mean you could actually impregnate me? Maybe if the rest of you was more solid. I can take care of that. Let me just lean back against you while I scissor your cock. And wiggle like a snake until I've touched every inch of you. Oh, you should do the same, you know? Come on, touch me. Yeah, reach under my top. Squeeze my breasts. Oh, I like feeling you wrapping your arms around my curves while you leak all over my thighs. Oh. Am I soft all over? Especially compared to all the monster girls out there. Keep touching me. I love it. Oh, I love knowing I can make you desperately corporeal. Now, here comes the most important question. If I were to tear these fishnet stockings open and wiggle down just a little bit further until you're actually inside me, will it feel like a shadow? Or... oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. No, it definitely doesn't feel like a shadow. Oh, it feels so... it feels so fucking good. Oh, I can feel your hands too. You're being so gentle. So gentle with me. Maybe you should just treat this for what it is. A chance to fill a desperate goth cheerleader with your cream. Oh, I know you can do it. Just grab my hair. Two fistfuls of my hair. And punish me for teasing you so much. For trapping you in this house. And for trapping your cock between my legs. I know you can do it. Come on. Fuck me. Fuck me like you want to breed me. Oh, yes. Fuck. Am I sliding around too much? I'll pin my arms then. Hold my elbows behind me while you just slam your hips right up into me. Oh my god, yes. Yes, fucking piston me. Claim my tight little goth pussy. We're getting so deep. So rough. Oh my god, that is exactly what I needed. I need you to come so hard. Give me the biggest load. Otherwise, well, we won't know for sure if you can breed me, right? So I need you to really, really make this count. Oh, yeah. Keep fucking me. Fuck me until you bounce my tits right out of this ridiculous cheerleader top. Yeah, fuck me until I'm just a wet mess in your lap. Oh, and then you keep fucking me. Oh, I need it. I need this to work. I don't know why. I really, really need your babies. Please give me your cum. I need your cum. I'm desperate for your cum. You don't even know how desperate. Oh, are you close? Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, thrust a little bit harder. I think you can get a little deeper. Oh, yeah, right there. Fuck. Oh, that's perfect. Just your hot, tight little goth breaking around your cock. Grinding back and forth while you piston up and down. You twitching so hard. You wouldn't give me your load, don't you? Please, please. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, my God. Oh, please come inside me. Breed me. Breed me like I'm the last woman in the world. And you can't help flooding me with cum until you're kissing my cervix. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yeah, come with me. Please, please shoot it. Shoot it, demon. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, it's already leaking out of me. Oh, that's right. You just stay right there and let my pussy milk out every drop of your fertile cream. Oh. I can still feel myself clenching and throbbing around your cock. I needed this so bad. How are you still this deep? Do shadows sleep? Because this is how I want to sleep tonight. Your cock all the way inside me. Pulsing. So good. You did such a good job. Maybe we could keep doing this. Like, generally, you and I could be a thing. It's a dangerous world out there. Maybe you could be my shadow from now on. Oh. Oh, I would have taken a simple yes. But feeling you twitch inside me, that's almost better.